You are tuned in to a fireside chat with Zany Mystic. Join us now on another exciting metaphysical journey. Relax, tune in, drop out, and take a seat by the fire as we explore new realms and possibilities. This is Magenta Pixie. You can find me at magentapixie.weebly.com. But now, here is Zany Mystic and guest. Enjoy the show.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to a Fireside Chat with Zany Mystic. I'm your host, Lance White. Tonight, my guest is Christine Day. Christine is a spiritual teacher and leader, light worker, healer, and channeler who has been working throughout the United States and internationally for the last 15 years. She is the founder of Frequencies of Brilliance. Frequencies of Brilliance was channeled through her 20 years ago, along with the original Amane multidimensional bodywork. Her first book, Pleiadian Initiations of Light, now offers this work to the broad general audience and is based on her Frequencies of Brilliance. So let's welcome this Frequency of Brilliance to the show now. Hi, Christine. How are you?
Hi, Lance. It's great to be on your show tonight.
Oh, it's wonderful to have you. Well, I really enjoyed reading your book, and I got more than I bargained for. You have quite a story to tell. We can begin anywhere that you would like to begin, but I thought maybe we could go back as far back as you like to give everybody some background as to, you know, where you came from in regards to the healing work that you do today.
I think it's a really important part of my work, really, is my background, because, you know, I had kind of a treacherous childhood, very much involved with cult ritual abuse, and I was given to the cult by my parents when I was two, and in that process, I got broken down, badly broken down, and my core aspect of myself was really non-existent. By the time I reached young adulthood, I had really lost any sense of myself, and it led into my being an adult and just really being lost and really not having any sense of my own self. And by the age of 31, I was diagnosed with advanced systemic lupus and given a short time to live. And here I was in the hospital, the doctor saying, well, you know, you've got a very short time. They'd kind of given me a couple of months at that time. Mm. And you know what, with the realization, when I was told that, all I could feel was relief. And I realized, actually, I wanted to die.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next thought, which I feel was a very intuitive energy that came through at that time, was that I had created something to kill myself. And then I was actually excited by that thought because I really didn't believe I was capable of doing anything. You know, after losing my sense of myself all those years ago as a child.
Uh-huh.
And so the next thought that came in was if I could create something to kill myself, I could create my own healing.
Oh.
And it was really like a light bulb went on in my head, and it was like, oh, my God, okay. So I got very clearly that I still had all the emotion locked up inside of me from my childhood, all the abuse, all the torture. Years of, you know, of really being so alone, and that I had never dealt with any of the pain of my past. And I knew if I was going to heal, I would have to leave the hospital and change my life.
Mm.
And believe me, Lance, at that stage, you know, I wasn't connected to any religion, any healing process. I didn't know any sort of spiritual context. My life was really like a big black hole.
Yeah.
So I left the hospital, left the doctors behind, and went home and thought, well, what am I going to do here?
Mm.
Because I really didn't know what to do, except that something had to change. And so I thought, okay, so maybe I'll just meditate, whatever that sound, what that looked like. And it was like just sitting there. And so I started meditation. I went to psychotherapy, started dealing with some of my issues. But looking back in retrospect, the really powerful moment was that I actually took back responsibility for my own healing. I took my power back in that moment in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really the turning point for my healing. Now, I didn't understand that at the time. I can see it now, and I could see it a while back, but at that time I didn't understand any of that. But what did happen when I started meditating and when I started dealing with some of my past, my physical well-being, my physical healing started to take place. Emotionally, I had a lot to deal with.
Mm.
And it was 6 months later that I had this incredible spiritual awakening. And it was an amazing thing that in a 2 to 3 second time period, I received this incredible healing work. And it was as though I had studied something all my life and I knew it intimately.
Wow.
And here I was in my home, receiving this incredible energy and not having any idea what to do with it at all, except that it was in me. So my son, who was 4 and had major health problems, and was home, so I thought, okay, so let me try and put my hands on him and do some of this work on him. And so I did that, and within hours there were huge improvements. But as I touched him, I could feel this healing energy and light and this love, this really pure essence of love coming through me.
Mm.
And I could feel my own body beginning to heal as I healed my son.
Mm.
And so I worked with my son every day for 2 years, and as he healed, so did I. So we healed together, and then I was told, by then I had incredible guidance coming through. I was connected to spirit and God. I could feel the angels around me. I was like in this incredible awakened state with this channel and this information coming through, and I was in a much healthier situation. So my life kind of went forward from that time.
Wow. So you really were shut down totally until you had this spiritual awakening at 31.
That's correct. And
wow. And, you know, I've spoken to so many people who've had dysfunctional childhoods. My own has been somewhat similar, you know, with alcoholism and various other things. But it seems that we lack so much self-esteem, and then we won't talk about it to anybody, and then we blame ourselves. So that's part of the problem of bottling all that up, isn't it?
It really is, and then we go into this this cycle of self-sabotage until we can find our way out of that. And it is part of, I believe, our mission here. We all have a story.
Every one of us
has a story out there. And not one is more than the other. It's different in content.
Yeah.
But the suffering and the pain is all there, and it cannot be measured from one person to another. I really believe that. And And so until we're really, really ready to let go of our stories, then we can start healing. When we cease to be the victim and take kind of our part in what's taken place and make our steps back towards ourselves in our healing. But it's a powerful process, and one I don't want to repeat, but it has brought me where I am in this moment of time.
Right, right. Well, from that aspect, it seems that would, in retrospect, it would seem as if that might be part of your soul's path that you chose as part of your learning experiences here.
Absolutely. I had a memory of a number of years ago of what I had chosen to come in to experience so that I could, you know, it's called the wounds of the healer. I mean, that's not an old, we know that little statement. And I think that when you have suffered, it allows you to really reach deep inside yourself and understand suffering and make your way back to being free within yourself, and then you can hold a space for many others to do the same. And I believe that's part of my path.
That makes an awful lot of sense, and you know, it also makes sense of why there is suffering, because the on the other side of it is this amazing ability to be of service to other people and shift from, you know, being victims, as you said, to taking back our power and empowering others.
Well, you know, now is really the time when we're all, you know, being given a grace period. There's a real lifting of the veils right now for the human beings on this planet. And part of my work is working with the Pleiadians, who I had no idea, they were actually the energies that brought this energy into me at that time with my awakening. But I didn't know that. And for 6 years, I was just very connected to spirit and to the God essence and, you know, working with that and feeling and strengthening myself in readiness for my, for the real unveiling of the Pleiadian energies that were actually where I kind of made a commitment to work with them in this lifetime and act as the bridge between human beings and the Pleiadian energies on this planet.
Oh.
So, you know, what took place was I didn't believe in aliens and spaceships at all. It was like, I was very connected to the beautiful, you know, the energies with the angels and spirit and God, and I was working and loving my work with that energy. Mm. And then one day I was out in nature walking in my favorite place, and all of a sudden I turned a corner and there's this huge spaceship just in this meadow in front of me.
Wow.
And it was like, coming out of the ship were these Pleiadian beings.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm standing there, and they're talking to me telepathically, reminding me of my commitment of working with them here on this planet, this lifetime, and then giving me the full memory of my commitment, of my mission here.
Wow.
On this earth plane, and it was an unbelievable experience.
Oh, that's amazing, yes.
Yes, it was like a shocking experience, and actually a very distressing experience, because what happened was I came into this brilliant light and understanding and memory of everything I was supposed to do here on this earth plane with my mission, with them, and it just really spun me out terribly.
Oh, wow. Well, now, what did they appear as beings of kind of a golden light, or how did they look like us? Or,
well, no, they're a very tall, a thin, brilliant light. They like the outline of a human form, but very tall and thin, and they are vibrating in frequency. So,
wow.
So they're not really in the form of us as human beings as far as their size goes. But they are amazing beings holding an incredible unconditional love. They come from a fifth dimensional evolution.
Uh-huh.
And so their mission here is to be here on this earth plane and help us in the transition with the earth moving from, a third dimensional planet into a fourth, fifth dimensional planet.
All right.
So.
Yeah, go on.
They really asked me, well, my mission is to be the bridge between human beings and the Pleiadians. Number one, helping the Pleiadians understand the human being so that they can bring in initiating energies for the human, and also making the human being aware of the existence of the Pleiadians and the support that's here for any human being that is ready to receive these light initiations.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been working throughout the world, holding these energetic spaces and bringing in these initiations from the Pleiadians. And so people have been transforming and awakening. It just activates that higher self, and the self-realization process begins to accelerate. So that's their role here right now.
Now, many of my guests, of course, as you probably would know, do talk about this transformation or shift that's coming. Do they elaborate on that shift in frequencies that the Earth and all of us are going through, and what are some of the possibilities and timelines that we might
well,
be...
Well, they absolutely do, Lance. They're, number one, we've had a series of earthquakes on the Earth plane over the last months, and the actual dimensional shift has begun. Mm. With each earthquake that's taking place, the Earth is dimensionally shifting already. It's already started.
Oh.
And with every earthquake, there is a dimensional shift that's taking place, and not only within the Earth, but it's affecting us now in our energetic bodies and our physical bodies and our mental bodies.
Oh.
And what they have just actually done, they transmitted to me, I kind of bring through energetic transmissions from them. And actually, we have it on our website. It's a free download to adjust people. If they listen to the energy of the transmission, it adjusts the body so the body can flow and make adjustments as these dimensional shifts take place.
Wow. Just so the listeners know, what is your website? We'll get to that again at the end, but just so they can check it out while we're talking.
Sure. It's www.frequenciesofbrilliance. That's just one word, frequenciesofbrilliance.org.
Wonderful. So they did mention that the earthquakes are part of this. So this is kind of unfolding. It seems that it's been taking forever. But I suppose once it happens,
yes,
it'll seem like a twinkling of an eye, but right?
Well, yes, just understand, if you look at it this way, every time there's an earthquake, it's like the smallest crack, the earth shifts very slightly, and there's a dimensional, a new dimensional energy coming onto the earth plane and anchoring.
Wow.
And it's not the third dimensional energy that we live in. It's
right.
A fourth dimensional energy that starts changing the consciousness of the human being, so that we are moving out of fear and struggle and beginning to open to and align to dimensional aspects of our light.
Well, that seems like that's going to be a quite a major shift for people to change over from fear consciousness, which seems to be broadcast all over the planet, and to one in which we actually start to awaken.
Exactly. And it's exciting, really. And the Pleiadians said it's important that we're not afraid. There's nothing to be afraid of. Excuse me. That we are going to... got a cough.
Bless you. I'll take a sip of water for you.
Oh, yeah, I've got a water here. Let me just take a sip. That we are actually going to naturally align. The earth is birthing, and we are going to birth with that.
Now, when you say we, does that mean those people who have chosen to awaken or who do awaken or... the whole planet, or those who are remaining on the planet, or what about all the people who we would consider to be not good people?
Well, the Pleiadians put it this way, that we're all going to go through a big change. We're all stepping forward. Some will stay on the planet and take their next step, and some will exit the planet and take their next step.
Okay.
There's no such thing as death. There's just... It's just the next step for all of us.
Right.
And so they don't, you know, there is no death. That's another illusion of our third dimension. So that there will be those who are not ready to shift with consciousness will leave the planet. Sorry.
It's quite all right.
So... there will be a flow. There's going to be a birthing of the earth. There's going to be a birthing of us, and we will move and go into this new dawning, so to speak. And these earth changes are going to continue. And each time there's that shift, the dimensional shift will take place a little more. So the Pleiadians are anchoring a lot of energetic grid lines on the earth right now, supporting us in our transformation. What they have anchored is the self-healing prophecy energy, and it started in January 2009.
Mm-hmm.
And it's to assist us in being able to awaken more easily and give us a grace period for us to be able to align with these dimensional changes.
I'm kind of guessing that this is all going to take place probably from now, the window being from now to... maybe sometime around 2012, 2013-ish?
Yeah, they are going to be anchoring the self-healing prophecy energy until the end of 2012.
Okay.
That's their timeline on this energy being utilized.
Ah.
And by then, and that is the energy of the self-healing prophecy awakens us to becoming conscious of the spiritual realms and working with the spiritual realms.
Ah.
It also opens our hearts to be able to connect to each other and start opening up to a more of a an alignment that we are part of something, and allowing people to open their consciousness that they're not alone. Mm. So it just brings that consciousness, that awakening state, and allows it to open on a different level.
Mm. Well, that's wonderful news. I mean, given the level of corruption and greed that we see taking place around us, I guess that's just part of the old paradigms crumbling.
Well, it is, and it's going to accelerate. You see, the actual dimensional shifts on some level is going to have everything kind of shaking. Mm-hmm. So it's going to, in some ways, it'll look like the chaos is going to increase,
mm-hmm.
and the corruption is going to be even more expanded. And we have this economic crisis in the world, and in America right now. And that's just for everybody to start. It's really a shake-up for people to start moving in a different direction and reaching for something different than the ego mind connection. So it's getting people to pay attention and say, I need something in my life. And that's why the book that the Pleiadians have channeled through, the Pleiadian Initiations of Light, it's at a very important time for people to be able to utilize that and start opening up and transforming, because it's designed to have come out now to assist in this change that's here.
Mm. Now, many people are going to have to go through quite a rapid evolutionary process if they're just now starting to awaken to their own inner selves and their inner child. It took you quite a long time of processing with therapy and the rest of it to really heal yourself, didn't it?
It did, but you know what? It's the old story of the person who breaks through the path does a lot more work, and things move much quicker after that, because the path's already been forged.
Right, right, right.
And this is really important. You know, the Pleiadians' biggest message, Lance, to us, is that as a human being, we are perfectly imperfect, that we have come here to make mistakes, to learn, in order to learn. Yeah. And one of the biggest illusions on this earth plane is we've been told this lie that somehow we're supposed to be perfect, and many of us here are striving for this perfection.
Yeah.
And the fact is, the Pleiadians are saying, you know, they honor our humanness, and we need to come back to a place of honoring ourselves as human beings.
Oh, yes. Boy.
And it's such an important thing, because the other lie is you have to become perfect in order to come into your self-realization process to align with your light. And that is also a lie. The Pleiadians are saying that we need to turn back and honor our humanness and hold ourselves with love and compassion for our journeys, because it's incredible courage that we have as human beings journeying now on this earth plane.
Oh.
And all we need to do is hold ourselves with that love and compassion, and to forgive ourselves for all the things we should have done or didn't say or did say, you know, and just take ourselves kind of off the cross. It's like we've put ourselves up on a cross, and we're being asked to really resurrect ourselves and take ourselves off the cross, and that is enough, just holding ourselves with that love and understanding and patience. Because we are going to make mistakes. How we learn here on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the difference between learning from the mistakes and moving forward instead of self-condemnation for everything we should have done in our lives or didn't do. We all have a story, all the things, all the mistakes, and we have to set ourselves free in this way.
Yeah.
So their biggest message right now for everyone out there is you can move very quickly just by letting go and just holding yourself and just, you know, letting your story. I mean, the stories are magnificent. Some of us have lived so many different stories. And just honoring our uniqueness as human beings and just letting go and giving ourselves a break, you know, and that's what the Pleiadians are saying. They're holding us with love. Spiritual energies are holding us with love. But we have to ultimately hold ourselves with that love.
Right, right. Well, that certainly resonates with me 100%. There's no question about it. You had an interesting, I remember in the book, there was a visual that you supplied about hanging from a tree branch and letting go going into the river. Do you remember that?
Yes, absolutely.
Now, that was quite a beautiful little analogy, just kind of floating in the river and relaxing into it. And
well, the biggest thing there, Lance, let me say it, because I think people who are listening would really, the visual is very powerful.
Yeah.
And it's about, the Pleiadians talk about the letting go energy, and they, in the book, they have channeled CDs where they start to transmit this letting go energy to help the human being begin to let go of all that they're holding on to. And so they give a visual of holding onto a branch of a tree, and below is this river, and this river has got a very soft current going through it. And as you, and the only thing you need to do to let go is just open the fingers.
Hmm.
And when you do, it's that simple. Letting go is just opening the fingers, and you let go of the branch and fall into this river. And it's like a river of light, your own river of light that has a current that just carries you. And that's what we're being asked to do right now in our lives, is to let go of the struggle and the tiredness.
Mm.
Let go of the branch, just open the fingers and fall into this beautiful, soft flowing river and allow yourselves to be held and carried, not fighting upstream, you know, fighting against the current. And many of us are doing that right now.
Right.
Because we don't understand life.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to make sense of it from our minds, our ego minds. And we can only make sense of it through the heart. Because it's through the heart that we connect to the higher self.
Mm.
So that's where we need to start changing our direction. And for everyone out there who's listening right now, this change that's coming, it doesn't matter if you're a beginner or you've been on the spiritual path for a long time, all you're being asked to do is to start moving and bringing your consciousness down into your heart so that you can begin to align to an aspect of yourself. And that's enough to be able to align with these dimensional changes that are coming. You don't have to be perfect at it. Remember, we're human beings. We're going to make mistakes. Some days you'll do it better than others. And when you make a mistake, you just laugh and go, oh, there's another mistake. Oh.
Right.
And here I am, perfectly imperfect. I'm a human being, and I have permission to make mistakes because so many of us try so hard to be perfect.
Oh, boy.
I mean, it's exhausting, isn't it, when you're hanging on and trying to do it right all the time and, you know?
And so many voices battering us from one side to another in this polarized world of, you know, this is right and this is wrong, and then everything's a fight, you know, fight cancer, fight this, fight terrorists.
And everything is building fear.
Yes.
It's all to build the fear to keep you in control.
Disempowered.
And controlled and disempowered.
Exactly.
And you know what I learned the most, Lance, when I was dying? Was that I decided I was going to move from death back into living. And that has been my commitment every day, is to honor my path, to let the guidance come in, and to move from death into life. And my journey has been really incredible. I've been symptom-free for 24 years.
Wow.
And not only symptom-free from lupus, but well, you know, very rarely do I get sick. And if I do, it's because I haven't felt something that is inside of me, you know. But you know, it's a beautiful journey. And I think it's exciting now because the time is changing and we're all ready for that.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I when you mentioned your near-death experience, that was a really powerful part of your book, and I think it would be worthwhile to share that with the listeners. You know, what happened when you left your body, and what you were told, and who you met, and so on and so forth. If you wish to share it,
I'd be very happy to, Lance. I'm happy
good.
To share anything you like. You can ask me any question, because I really find that my story helps a lot of people.
Yes.
A lot of people.
Yes.
connect, and I believe my life's about that. So my life is an open book, you know. I don't have any problem talking about any aspect of it. But this happened in Bonheur in Brussels. I was actually working in Bonheur, just out of Bonheur, and you know, I went to sleep and I woke up and here I was trying to get back into my body, and my body was cold and I was actually dead. And I'm trying to get in, and I'm so distressed that you cannot believe the distress, because I'm thinking, I can't be dead. I have a life to live. I haven't finished what I came here to do. And it was really a shocking experience. Anyway, I'm trying to get into my body, and I'm panicking, thinking I'm dead, and I've somehow got to get back into my body. And Mary, Mother Mary, came to me, and she said, very matter-of-factly, actually, Lance. She was, you know, you finished your blueprint. You've lived out your blueprint, and you can't be alive. Once you've lived out your blueprint, you leave this earth plane. And, I mean, she's very calm, and I'm just, like, freaking out here. And
Mary.
And I said, I can't. I have things to do in this life. You know, I'm not ready to leave yet. There's a lot to do here. She said, we can create, are you ready to create a new blueprint for yourself? And I said, yes, I am. It was a really powerful moment, because it was like, I absolutely am. And she held me in her arms, and there was this incredible brilliance, and I was recreating, I mean, there was this incredible, brilliant blue light moving through me, and she was just holding me with this pure love, this energy was pouring into me. And then she just said to me, okay, you can enter your body now. The new blueprint has been created.
Wow.
And I went back into my body, and my body started, my heart started, my body started moving.
Wow.
And I'm coming back into my body, and of course the alarm went off at that moment, because I had work to do. I was working working with a group of people.
Oh, my God.
And it was, you know, I get up early and do yoga before I start work. It was 4:30 in the morning or something. And it was like I got out of bed staggering all over the room.
Wow.
And my partner said, what is going on? I was absolutely like in this incredible, intense state of being. And I was in the workroom that day with my students, and Mary appeared in the room, just with her arms out, pouring light into me. It was like this amazing experience of light, of love. It was like I was being fed. I don't know what was happening. It was like I was totally being renewed in myself. And she appeared every day for 3 days to me, regenerating me. It was, and after that, my whole body changed. I felt very warrior-like, like a warrior woman or something. I was stronger than I've ever been. I felt taller and really very, very powerful.
Wow.
And I haven't been the same since. It's really, my heart was transformed.
Wow.
And it was a really an incredible rebirthing. Like I came into this planet again, with a new body, and it was like I didn't get born again. Well, I did, but not. I kept the body I had, and so my whole physical body has transformed since that time. That was 2 years ago. It was in 2008. Incredible. And of course, I'm going back there this week, so it's interesting. And Mary has appeared to me many times, and really helped me. You know, I went to, I was told to go to Bosnia, to Medjugorje, where she appears to many people. And so I was told to go there for 4 days. When I got there, it was like the wildest storm, the blackest day. It was like nighttime, but it was daytime, and it was black and windy and freezing cold. So cold that no one was on the mountain. They have this path for all the pilgrims to go up, where she appeared, and it's a huge mountain that you climb. No one was on the path because it was so windy, you'd be blown off. Wow. And I was told I had to go up to the mountain that day.
Uh-oh.
And, of course, my commitment was to go with my guide. So up I went on that mountain, and it was so treacherous up there. And I get to the very top, and there's this huge metal cross on the top of the mountain, and I crawl inside this metal cross at the base of it so I'm not blown off.
Wow.
I'm thinking, what am I doing here? You know, it's like crazy. And you've just got this black sky that you cannot imagine. And I'm huddled in the base of the metal cross, and all of a sudden, there's this brilliant light above me, and I look up, and there is Mary in these clouds. It's parted, and there's this brilliant light, and she's standing there, and she's saying to me, "You need to know that I am here for you in this lifetime. I'm not going to be with your work. I'm just going to be here for you when you're ready to ask for me."
Wow.
I know. It was pretty dramatic and amazing and profound.
Yes. My goodness. You couldn't make up a better story than that one.
I know. And
that's
it was
amazing. It's just absolutely amazing.
And she has been here for me on a personal level, really supporting me. And at that time, I hadn't done all my healing with my kids inside and on my journey as a child. So she was there, and she really, miracles were created. And she held, I really had miraculous healings from her. I could not have probably got through a lot of the pieces without her help.
Wow.
And she has been with me ever since, really, in the most amazing way.
So that kind of gives us kind of a piece of the puzzle that the Pleiadians have worked with you, are working with you, and Mary, Mother Mary, is working with you presently. And I believe you've also had interesting experiences with Sai Baba, who many people have met and talked to on a regular basis. That would seem to indicate that there are other civilizations, and they're not contradictory to a spiritual path.
No, absolutely not. And Sai Baba has been such a great teacher for me, and appeared many times, and he's been a great friend and support. Appears many times in the workroom as we do these initiations. See, the Pleiadians are part of the light. They're not separate. You know, I went through this time when they appeared to me, and I didn't want to be associated with them in the beginning because I just couldn't. I was with God and Spirit, and I thought, was very distressing when they came to me. I thought, how am I going to deal with this? And then I was shown very clearly that they are part of the oneness. They work in conjunction with the spiritual realms. They're part of the God essence. They're part of Mary, that Jesus and Mary and the Pleiadians are working together at this time on the planet for all this transformation. So it's really about being part of the oneness, and each one of us are part of that also.
Right.
So it's really, we're all a part of this incredible spiritual world. And what the Pleiadians say is once this transition is over, that the spiritual realms, the spiritual beings will be like will be a part of our daily lives. We'll be much more conscious of being a connection to them and part of that oneness. The Pleiadians will be our neighbors. We'll be ready for them to be our neighbors at that point.
Oh, that's wonderful. I can hardly wait.
It's a beautiful setting that's coming our way, I believe.
Oh, boy. Well, you know, this planet, I'm telling you, I don't think it could go down too much further, although, as you said, it's probably going to appear to look a lot worse, but there's a lot of horrible things going on this planet, so we just have to rise above that and not move and stay out of fear.
The important thing, the most important thing is not let the fear to really, take hold. Because, number one, we are being fed a lot of fear. Mm. And so through the media, we're being fed a lot of fear. And, we need to understand that fear is one of the biggest illusions here on this earth plane on the third dimensional level.
Mm-hmm.
And that really, when you move into an alignment, say through your heart, and align with an aspect of yourself and that higher self, that self-awakened state that is possible for all of us now. It's being made possible because the mystery is going. You know, it's no longer a mystery. That's what I love about the book, the Pleiadian Initiations of Light, because it allows everybody to move into another place with themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's us resurrecting ourselves, and that's what this is all about.
And we're becoming the consciousness, the Christ consciousness, you might say.
Exactly.
The higher consciousness that is unified, and the illusion of being fragmented and terminally unique is the part that's going to be dropping as the veils thin and we start to merge with higher realms.
Exactly.
Well, good. I'm ready right now.
Well, it's the time, and it is such an exciting time for all of us. We just need to find a new place within ourselves, and that comes really through the heart.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, for people who might not have had a lot of metaphysical work, I know that most of the listeners are probably pretty adept at spiritual processes, but how does one move into the heart from the mind, which seems to predominate with all our, you know, the incessant monkey mind, as they call it?
Well, it's a simple process, actually, Lance. You're simply going to put your hand on your heart.
Oh.
And just hold your hand onto the heart.
Okay.
And then you take what I call a conscious breath, and that's a breath in and out the mouth that takes you away from the ego mind, down to where you feel the pressure of your hand on your heart, and just simply take a breath. And as you do that, your energy starts to move away from your ego mind and into the heart itself. Then you begin to be able to align to another level of energy that is actually connected to the higher self.
Oh, and of course we've been told for, you know, millennia that the higher self, the God spark, the all that is within us.
Of course. And
so
it's
that
through,
would make, yeah.
And it's through that heart, it's through that connection to the heart that you not only align with the energy of yourself, you then start to be able to align to your own intuition and guidance that takes you on a path that in your life where you need to go. The answers, all knowledge and understanding comes from that connection. You can't work out problems through the ego mind. It just takes you into a cycle of sabotage because it's connected to the fear and the struggle and the tiredness of life that we've been doing for lifetimes.
Mm-hmm.
But as you come into the habit of working through your heart, and it's a habit. We're used to thinking in our heads. But as you bring your consciousness down into your heart, then you begin to align with an intuitive aspect of yourself. And then you can also connect more readily to the spiritual realms and to the angels and the light beings that are around us and here to help us. There is an incredible amount of help for us now. But you can only receive it through the heart itself.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that is a very simple step, but it's a very powerful step.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's about making a decision. It's just changing your where your focus is and where you get your answers from. And the more you work through that heart like that, the more quickly the answers come and your life transforms. And so it's about making that step and choosing differently. It's conscious choice and saying yes, because that conscious breath says, yes, I'm willing to let go. Because as you move into the heart, it allows you to really leave the fear behind and move into a more peaceful state, which is the fourth dimensional energy. And that's what's birthing here on this earth plane. So as you come into your heart, you're actually aligning with that fourth dimensional energy of yourself. where the fear doesn't exist, you know, and where you can really start to open up to something else in your life, you, actually, the self.
Right, right. Is it possible that many other people will have experiences that would seem metaphysical when this process continues to evolve for all of us?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's you know, this is what I love about these changing times. You do not have to be a spiritual master to be able to cope with the dimensional changes that are happening. You can be a beginner right now, and it's just a conscious choice of saying, yes, I'm willing to start opening up and connecting to my heart. That is enough.
Mm-hmm.
Because the help is here right now. It's like a grace period has opened up. So everyone can move very quickly right now into a new awakened state. That's what the self-healing prophecy energy is that the Pleiadians are anchoring on our planet right now. It's giving us as a human race the opportunity to move very quickly to awaken.
Now, do the Pleiadians talk at all about why they're helping us at this time? Is this a part of a higher divine plan, or is this
absolutely it is
a great idea that they came up with?
Yeah. One day they thought, let's do this. No, what they say is they liken the oneness or the union of all things in the universe, and we're part of that, like a big jeweled mandala, right? And each one of us is a jewel in that mandala, very unique, very different. And that's every human being on this planet is in that mandala. Now, as we come into our awakened state, that piece, our jeweled mandala, that piece of jewel in that mandala lights up. And we start to take our place in the universal whole. Now, the Pleiadians are attached to that because we are each needed to take our place. So the Pleiadians are committed to helping us here on the Earth plane, because when that jewel mandala is fully awakened by each one of us taking our place, there is the unity and the oneness. There's a uniting energy, and everyone becomes more when that piece, every piece is lit up. So their commitment is to assist in the awakening and helping us acclimatize to this shift on the Earth plane and adjust to those shifts. That's what their role is, so that we can take our place. And in that kind of mandala, that what they call their jeweled mandala.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. So it's a simple process. So, yes, they for them, it's part of their mission. It also supports them for us to come back to ourselves and remember.
As if one little tiny piece rises and awakens, then the whole also is changed, is it not?
Absolutely. That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
And the fact is, people say, well, if I join that whole, like I liken to it to like an ocean of light, and each one of us is a drop of water in that ocean.
Mm-hmm.
People get afraid and think, well, I'm going to be lost in that. But the fact is, when you join that ocean of light as that drop, you become even more defined within your uniqueness.
Interesting.
And so we become more, not less, by joining that. And so, you know, it's a beautiful picture that's coming up, Lance. I mean, it's not destruction. It's beauty. Huh. It's birth, for sure, and birth's not very comfortable. You know, you know, any birth is pretty intense.
Crying and...
Exactly. And it's change, you know, and as human beings,
we don't
change
like that
much.
No,
but that's how we grow.
Yeah, you know, you're absolutely right. That's a wonderful message. So do they mention that we're having earthquakes and this is helping with the dimensional shifts? Now, are there going to be more dramatic earth changes that so many people talk about, or has that been minimized, or does that depend largely upon us and our own consciousness?
No, there are going to be earth changes. The earth is not going to, you know, destroy itself. But there will be significant earth changes that are going to take place. There are going to be a lot of boundary changes on the Earth plane with in certain areas. That's for sure.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know when that's going to happen. I know the earthquakes are going to continue. That's part of it. And I don't know when the rest of it's going to take place. We're going to have a lot of different storms, but that's not for Earth. You know, that's going to create, you know, a lot of destruction in places. There's going to be a lot of weather changes, and they've already begun too. But there will be some changes to the Earth for sure.
Now, one thing that I've heard mentioned from some of my guests and on the internet is that the technology exists today that's far beyond anything that we can imagine, and that it's possible that the weather is being controlled and manipulated, including weather wars with other countries. So some people have gone so far as to say that many of the earthquakes that are happening have been intentional, created by, you know, the powers that be. How do we tell what's real and what's Memorex?
You know, I don't know that. I just know that these earthquakes are creating the dimensional shifts.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they're controlled and being made by equipment or whether they're natural, the change is happening.
Ah, so
you see, so it's irrelevant, really, because an earthquake is an earthquake, and they're designed, whether it's going to be because this is the mankind is tampering or whether it's nature, it really has little significance to the actual shifts.
That makes sense, and that's a very good answer, because it would be ironic if there was tampering going on and if that tampering was actually empowering the planet and all of humanity to
assisting in the birth.
Yeah.
You know, but you see, there are no accidents, Lance. We know
you're
that.
Right,
and
right.
So if that was the reason, you know, so be it. But every time an earthquake is happening, I can feel the energy and I'm tracking the dimensional activity and the changes that are taking place. And that's why the Pleiadians have anchored this channeled energy, the transmission that's, as I said on my website, that they're saying that, all, you know, as many people, it will really assist everybody to go through a much smoother transition in this dimensional shift by just listening to the download, the transmission each time there's an earthquake. It helps to adjust all the energetic changes and the physical changes the body's going through. And it's subtle, but it's happening, and it's creating a lot of discomfort for some people.
Ah, so we can actually tune into this energetically, like tapping into nature's energies.
Absolutely.
When there's earthquakes and stuff, yes. And what about the solar flares? There's a lot being said about the significance of the solar flares reaching some kind of crescendo around 2012.
I know, I've heard that, and I don't see that myself.
No? Okay.
That's not what the Pleiadians are saying is, you know, to me, what it feels like is it's not going to happen on that level.
Okay.
But, you know, who knows, but that's not what I get around it.
Well, good, good. I have enough of a farmer's tan already.
I don't think we need any solar flares.
No, I don't think so either. It might be beneficial to have technology knocked out for a few weeks just to equalize the playing field in terms of, you know, who has all the money. But
I think there is going to be a total breakdown of all the technology. I think the governments that exist right now will no longer exist after the changes take place. I feel like there's going to be a whole new regime of a community of governing. There's not going to be the controlling by fear and the imbalance of economy and that sort of thing. I really believe that that's going to change.
Well, it seems like it would almost have to in a more unified in unity, because we would be working together and we would recognize that what we're doing to some aspect of ourselves, we're doing to ourselves as well. So,
exactly.
And then as we develop our telepathic abilities, which many people have already. I mean, obviously you have them, and our intuition increases, we'll be able to read each other without having to read individual thoughts, but we'll know what the people's intentions are.
Well, there won't be, you see, the desire to control.
Right.
Because the fourth dimensional energy, there's no fear or control there. There's unity.
And love.
And alignment, yes. Alignment and integrity.
Yes.
And an alignment and integrity within yourself and each person.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no struggle and there's no competition. There's
mm-hmm.
simply a common purpose, which we can all thrive in.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, Christine, we're getting close to the end of the show. If there's something that you'd like to share just briefly before we go, and make sure that you mention your website again. The show is gone by really quickly. I really had a wonderful time talking to you tonight.
Well, it's been wonderful talking to you too, Lance. And, you know, I think if there's anything I would say is for everyone out there to really take a breath and allow themselves to start moving towards the heart so that you start aligning with the changes that are coming, knowing the support is there. None of us are alone. We have tremendous support right now in being helped to move towards the changing times.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the book Pleiadian Initiations of Life that I've just put out has been designed by the Pleiadians for the changing times to help each individual person to really move on their journey and really align back to a remembering state within themselves. And I think that's really an amazing, they've done an amazing job with this book, and it's very, very supportive. So if anyone's interested or feels to, they should get the book. It would be really helpful. My website is frequenciesofbrilliance.org. And there are some free downloads on the website. There is a lot of information there and a lot of really important information for each person. And so it's got a lot of helpful pieces for anyone who wants to look at that website, frequenciesofbrilliance.org.
And there's a wonderful talk that you have printed up on your website, too, that was recorded live in San Francisco, which is really a recap of what we've been talking about tonight, except in more detail. So that's I see it on frequenciesofbrilliance.com, but you might have
.com might be right, Lance. You know what? I'm not great with that sort of stuff. It is .com.
Excuse me, everybody.
I'm glad we got that
straightened out in time.
That's sweet of you.
We don't want people going to the wrong website. Okay, it's frequenciesofbrilliance. That's one word. .com. Everybody.
Thank you, Lance.
Oh, well, thank you, Christine, and thank you so much for being on the show tonight. And bringing so much love and enlightenment and gift of yourself. I'm glad you remade your blueprint and came back.
Me too, Lance. And thank you
All
again,
right.
And blessings to you and everyone
All right,
out there.
You too.
Okay,
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Good night, everyone.